All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Yes, my name is Cliff Baumer. I'm acting assistant state conservationist for water resources within RCS in Missouri.
All right. Well, Mr. Baumer, the NRCS has available help to landowners for wetlands and other agricultural land. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes. This new funding is part of a national focus that USDA has that was provided by Congress in the last Farm Bill, the 2014 Farm Bill. The program called the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program combined several former easement programs. The Wetland Reserve Program is now called the Wetland Reserve Easement Program. And the Agricultural Land Easement Program is a consolidation of what was formerly the Grasslands Reserve Program, the Healthy Forest Reserve Program, and the Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program. So they've all been consolidated now. So we basically have two programs then under ASEP, one focused on wetlands and the other focused on protecting agricultural lands from conversion to non-agricultural uses.
Very good. Okay. So to get into the specifics of it, landowners, this is something that they are interested in learning more about, what are some of the criteria they must meet, and what are the possible amounts that they can be allotted for this?
Sure. Our most popular program is the what was formerly known as the Wetlands Reserve Program, now Wetlands Reserve Easements. And a typical landowner may have a field or a portion of the field that is flooded frequently, that they're finding that they don't make a lot of money on from an agricultural standpoint, and perhaps they would consider selling a conservation easement to the United States that would keep that land in a perpetual conservation state. If they're interested, they can contact their local USDA service center and apply. Our application deadline for this round of funding is May 15. Now, their lands will be ranked with others through a ranking program that's actually defined nationally, and there are a number of criteria. It considers environmental benefits, the cost effectiveness, any leveraging of federal funds with local or NGO funds, the size of the offered tract and adjacency to other previously enrolled tracts, opportunities for floodplain expansion, water quality target areas, and there are some geographic priorities too, and some wetland priorities. If the land comes in highly ranked and NRCS makes an offer, landowners can be offered for cropland anywhere between $2,700 per acre up to $5,000 per acre, depending on the geographic area where the land is located.
And now you said for cropland, is that that's both for the wetlands and other agricultural land?
The agricultural land easements are a little bit different. They require a 50% match. Usually that's done by an NGO, a non-government organization. So it's a way that Congress intended for federal funds to be leveraged in those circumstances. So, for example, in Nebraska, the Nebraska Land Trust contributed funds to enroll, I think, around 1,400 acres of native grazing lands that include grasslands and woodlands for habitat for Nebraska bighorn sheep and elk. So typically on those agricultural land easements, there would be that 50% match required by either the landowner or a local NGO. So we have not had a lot of interest in Missouri because of that 50% match. It's kind of a high hurdle unless you have an active NGO or some third party that is interested in providing that. there is not a match like that under the Wetlands Reserve easement program. We would simply make an offer to the landowner for placing a permanent or 30-year easement on their land.
Okay. All right. And now, so let me make this get this clear here, though. That amount is a one-time offer, not per year, correct?
That is correct. What the federal government does when the United States acquires a permanent easement under the Wetland Reserve Easement Program, the landowner gives up all rights to that land except for five reserved rights. They reserve the right to title, to quiet enjoyment, to control of access, the right to recreational uses, including hunting and fishing, and even if they want to do that for economic gain, if they're operating a hunting club, and the right to subsurface resources. So they also have certain prohibitions. So they can't hay or mow on the easement unless they have an authorization from NRCS to do so, and we would grant those authorizations if it benefits the ecological values of the easement. Sometimes haying or mowing is best for those ecological values, and we would write a compatible use authorization to allow that. Of course, there can be no dumping or anything on those easements. You can't harvest timber off the easements. And they can't cause any water to be diverted either onto or off of those easements.
Okay. Now, obviously, Missouri is a very ag-driven economy. And for our farmers, crop is, you know, if they're not raising cattle, their crops are everything. So what and or why would this be a good decision for farmers to head into an easement with you guys when they have the potential to raise crop every year?
This is a way that some farmers may diversify. They if they have, as I mentioned before, that field that floods frequently, that is not productive from a cropping standpoint, and it allows them to still own the land, yet preserve it and get a payment for doing so, and to invest that money in other more profitable aspects of their operation.
Very good. And last question for you. Why are wetlands so important to our economy? Or to our, I'm sorry, that was the wrong word there. Sorry about that. Why are wetlands so essential to our land?
Well, you know, back ever since the first Bush presidency, the United States has had a commitment to no net loss of wetlands. That's because it's been widely recognized that wetlands are involved with reducing flooding. They're involved with filtering contaminants out of water, providing a place to recharge groundwater. They also support diverse populations of wildlife, including migratory waterfowl and plants, and they improve aesthetics and offer recreational opportunities. So there's great interest in restoring some of the wetlands that have been lost to this country. At one time, wetlands covered about 4.8 million acres of Missouri, mostly in the southeast part of the state. They began declining in the 1800s and at one point reached a low of about 640,000 acres by the mid-1980s. Since the beginning of the first Wetland Reserve Program, and now WRE, Missouri's been able to restore about 150,000 acres of wetlands across the state. And those are now in permanent or 30-year conservation easements.
Wow. That's amazing. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us and let everyone in our area know about this potential for landowners. Is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know?
I'd just like to thank you, Ashley, for the opportunity to talk about this program. I think it offers a great opportunity for certain landowners, and if they have any questions at all, they can contact NRCS. Just Google NRCS Missouri or head down to your local USDA service center.
And one more time, can you give them a general number?
Yes. If they can call us at 573-876-0912. That will get us to the state office here in Missouri, and then we can direct them to the particular county office that they reside in.
Very good.